This chazor zeichen neshu b'achas chashag mem yudim seches chulun daf dalad. The price says shchita v'kuti is mutter. However, that's where a yid is watching the entire shchita. If a yid came and found that an animal was already shechted by a kuti, we cut off of the kazayas and give it to the kuti to eat. If he eats it, we can eat it as well. But if he does not, we can't eat it from him. Similarly, if a yid found the kuti holding a string of shechted birds in his hand, he should cut off the head of one of the birds and give it to the kuti to eat. If he eats it, all the birds are mutter. If he does not, they're aser. Abaye makes an inference from the beginning of the braisa and says the reason it's mutter is because there's a yid watching the shechita. But if the yid was only walking in and out, it would not be a valid shechita. Rava makes an inference from the end of the braisa and says the reason we give it we have to give the kuti a piece to eat is because the kuti shech without any yid there at all. But if there would have been a yid walking in and out, there would have been kosher even lechatchila. Abaye said the walking in and out is considered to be the same thing as when a yid came and found the animal shechted. Same, it doesn't help. Rava said no, walking in and out he has the same din as a yid standing there and watching the entire shechita. Frekma, why is it that if he eats one of the bird's heads, all the birds become mutter? Maybe it was only that bird that he shechted properly. Rav Menashe said the case is that the yid hides all the birds under his clothing and pulls out just one head, so the kuti doesn't even know which bird it's from. Frekma, maybe it was a mark on the head that allowed the kuti to recognize it as being the one with the proper shechita. Rav Shashi said the case is that the yid crushes the head before giving it to him, eliminating any possible mark. Maybe a kutim hold that they write that birds don't need shechita and that's why he eats it. Rav said, based on this, the oral laws of shechita, the halacha b'mashu sina, shia, drasa, chalada, hagrama, ikur, are not written in the Torah. So how do we trust a kuti to abide by them? Rather, it must be that we say that since we see that the kutim follow these laws, we can rely on them to do so. The same can be said with regard to the requirement that a bird needs shechita. Rav says, actually, machloikis, whether we can rely on a kuti regarding a halacha that's not written in the Torah, even when we see that they follow the halacha. Bryce says the matzah of a kuti may be eaten on Pesach and one can be yoitza on Pesach by eating the matzah made by a kuti. Rav Yehuda says one cannot be yoitza with that because the kutim are not careful with the finer points of the mitzvahs. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, with regard to any mitzvah which kutim believe in, they're actually more careful than a yid would be. If the matzah is mutter, obviously one can be yoitza with it on Pesach. Mar said, we would think that they're not familiar with the halacha of the matzah has to be shamur l'shem mitzvah, which is what matzah needs to be in order to be yoitza with it on Pesach. The Braisa teaches that a kuti may be relied on even for that. Rav Yehuda says one is not yoitza with the matzah because he holds that they're not familiar with the halacha of shmir l'shma. It seems that the Tanna Kama and Rav Shimon Gamliel are saying the same thing. Mar says, machloikas would be regarding a halacha that's written in the Torah, but we don't see that they believe in it. According to the Tanna Kama, since it's written in the Torah, we can trust them. According to Rav Shimon, since we don't see that they believe in it, we cannot trust them. If Rav Shimon means to limit the cases of where they are believed, he should say if they believe, not any mitzvah. Rather, the machlokes Akhtamar is regarding a mitzvah which is not written in the Torah, but which we see that they believe in. Tanna Kama holds, since it's not written in the Torah, we can't rely on them. Shimon says, since they believe in it, we could rely on them. So Akhtamar Vaita, the Gemara earlier said, that Rava said, a yid who is a mumur to eat in the velas l'tayoven, we can examine a knife and give it him for shechita, and we can then eat from that shechita. The reason is, since it's very easy for him to do a proper shechita and to have kosher meat to eat, he's not going to choose an improper shechita to eat non-kosher meat. If so, we should be able to rely on him, even if we didn't check the knife for him. And for tomorrow, he's not going to go through the bother of finding another knife if the knife is found to be not good. Therefore, we have to present him with a proper knife. The Rabbanan told Rava, there's a braisa that supports him. The braisa says, the chametz of sinners who do not destroy their chametz before Pesach is mutter for other yidin to eat right after Pesach, because these sinners exchange their aser food for mutter food of goyim. The Rabbanan reasoned that the braisa follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who says, the chametz of yid that was not destroyed before Pesach becomes aser deraisa, and still we see that we can rely on these people to exchange their food for mutter food. We see that we follow the concept that we say that they would not eat something that's aser if there's something that's mutter that's available. Vekhtamar may be that the braisa follows the view of Rav Shimon, who says that the chametz of a yid that was not destroyed before Pesach becomes aser only derabbanon, and maybe that's why he's mekel. Vekhtamar, even if the braisa follows Rav Shimon, the fact that the braisa says because they exchange it, instead of saying because we say they exchange it, which would mean it's only a possibility, it means that we say they definitely exchange it for mutter food. Now, if they definitely do so for an iser derabbanon, they would most certainly do so for an iser deraisa. Correcting Mara, maybe we can say that another Brisa supports Rava. The Brisa says, all meshecht, even a kuti, even an oral, and even a yid who is a mummer. Now, what's the case of the oral? It can't mean that someone who didn't get a bris because his brothers all died from getting a bris, because such a person is a full-fledged yid and obviously kashecht. Rather, must refer to a yid who is a mummer with regard to mila. Based on this, it would mean that the Tana holds that just because a person is a mummer for one area doesn't mean he's a mummer for all other areas of the Torah, which is why he may shecht. When the Brisa then mentions a mummer, what type of mummer is it referring to? It can't be referring to a mummer for an area other than eating the vela, because that was already covered already covered for in the first case of the mummer of Mila. Rather, must be referring to one who is a mummer to eat in the vela for Litayoven, and we therefore see that the Brisa supports Rava. And for tomorrow, this is not a valid proof. It may be that a mummer to eat in the vela would not be allowed to shech because once he is used to eating the vela, it becomes like mutter to him and he can't be trusted regarding shechita. When the Brisa mentions mummer, it refers to one who is a mummer regarding Avodah Zarah. And the Brisa follows Rav under the name of Shmuel, who says that one may eat from the shechita of such a mummer. This is a chiddush because there's a view that such a person is considered to be a mummer for all of the Torah. The view of Rav under the name of Shmuel is based on a pasuk that we are told that Yeshafat ate from the shechita of Achav. For example, the pasuk says that Achav shechted it, but it doesn't say that Yeshafat ate. Whereas the pasuk says, he enticed him, which typically refers to influencing with food. I maybe means he enticed him with words. Mar says, no, there's no such thing as incitement with words. Fekhmar, the pasuk of ki yisischa achicha, which seems to refer to words. Mar says, no, it also refers to eating and drinking. Fekhmar, the pasuk says that Hashem said that he was enticed, so to say, by the Satan to destroy Eve. And that clearly does not refer to eating and drinking. Mar said, enticing in reference to Hashem obviously is different. Fekhmar, the Gabi Yashafat, maybe Yashafat only drank, but he didn't eat. Mar says, if he was able to drink Achav's wine, then it would have to be based on the fact that a mummer for Avodah Zarah is not considered to be a mummer for all of Torah. Once we say this concept, he would be allowed to eat from the shechita as well. In fact, there was no gzeira on ordinary wine of goyim at that time, only wine that was actually poured for Avodah Zarah. That may be why he was allowed to drink, but maybe that's why he couldn't eat from the shechita. So the Gemara says two truths. One, it's not fitting for a king to drink without eating, so he must have eaten as well. Number two, the pasuk places the word of enticement and the word of shechita together, which teaches that he enticed them with what was shechted. Maybe it was a vadya who shechted the animals, and he was not a mummer. And for tomorrow, the pasuk says that an abundant number of animals were shechted, so it had to be that other people of Achav shechted as well. Maybe it was the 7,000 Yidden who had not gone in the ways of Avodah Zarah who shechted the animals. Mar said those people were hiding from his devil, so they couldn't have been there. Maybe Achav had people who were righteous, and it was they who did the shechitas. Mar said the pasuk says that a leader who was a Rasha has servants who are Rasham. Maybe it was only the unrighteous people of Yehoshaphat who ate from the shechitas of Achav's people, but Yehoshaphat himself only ate from the shechita of Avadiah. Mar says we can infer from the above pasuk that a righteous leader has righteous servants, so Yeshafat's servants must have been righteous people. Maybe Achav's people shechted only for Achav's people, and Yeshafat's people shechted for Yeshafat's people. After tomorrow, we find that Yeshafat fully trusted Achav, as the Gemara shows from a drasha of Psukim, and he therefore would not have gone ahead and shechted for himself.